I would like to ask you for your point of view about a recent noticed phenomena we discovered happening on Earth having to do with females' brains.
What do you mean, Svaru?
We notice that spatial intelligence is very suppressed. Or at least it looks that way. We are only trying to understand. An example of this is that apparently women cannot park a car as well as men do, generalizing of course. Almost as if the mechanical part of the brain was missing. We from here find that interesting and a bit worrisome.
Yes, men hate women drivers here in general. Although many women are very good at it. I am, for example. And why worrisome?
We are still pondering if it is or not something to worry about.
Men here are generally more skilled at mechanical things, technical things, repairing, etc. And women are more right brain oriented. But it's generalizing, of course.
Maybe it's just a cultural upbringing problem and not a mental problem. See, here women are very good at all things, including spatial and mechanical, mathematical aspects of life.
But why would it be worrisome for you? I mean, once we all ascend to 5D, those differences will disappear, no?
Yes, in 5D, yes.
I'm not sure if it's mental or purely cultural. Could be a part of the Matrix hack to suppress women's capacities so they stay at home, cook and raise kids instead of being leaders.
Okay, the curious thing is that we didn't notice that until recently. We did see the left-right brain orientation, yes, but the spatial problem in many women, that was frightening to see.
Generally, yes. Men, I think, are slightly better at things like that.
We don't have that here. That's why it's so interesting to see and study.
Well, yes. They also say things about blondes. We have blonde jokes here. So, a woman and the blonde, a recipe for a disaster. So they say.
I do realize that.
It's so interesting for me to see that things like that are curious for you. I just take it for granted here, nothing to worry about.
I am not blonde, but most are here. And I assure you, they are all but stupid. Some are genius level like Aneka or Eridania, sharp as a razor blade.
Yes, I know. It's just a stereotype anyway, good for jokes. People do know that it doesn't work this way.
We are interested in how you make money there in general. We don't understand that subject from the perspective of the citizen. Only money as in corporations and banking. We need to know the experience of the people with that. How they manage to survive, even when they are constantly under economic attack.
Would you like me to talk about it right now?
It's not that important. Or maybe just a thought or two about that, then we can move to other more important things.
Okay, let me think how to respond that then. Here it goes. The money situation from the perspective of average citizen is something completely absurd.
That's the part we don't understand.
Okay, let's take my ex-partner as an example. He is led to believe by the culture that in order to survive in the world, to be a citizen, responsible, he must work. In order to get the money to pay your bills, services, food, accommodation, etc. So you go to work that you mostly don't enjoy, spend there 8 to 10 hours a day, you come back from work tired, so just can spend a little time for yourself and your loved ones and friends. The next day, you go back to work again, you repeat the same every day. You make money to live, but you spend your living working. It's a vicious loop. You can't live not having money. You can't pay your house, your food, let alone anything else. You must devote hours of your life so you can then make money in order to live. But you spend that living working. You see what I mean?
Yes,
Is there a way to get around that?
It's very difficult to get around that for the average person who does not have the initiative and creativity, and who sometimes also does not have enough money to start something on their own. Most people don't. My brother doesn't. My ex-partner doesn't. No one in my family does. I am the only one who challenges this whole system. Since I was a child, I looked at my parents working every day, coming back to spend a few hours left of the day doing whatever because they were tired, then going back to work on the next day. I used to tell them, "Something is seriously wrong here, people. Can't you see that?"
Yes, we can. Why don't humans as well?
People call you crazy, that this is life, that this is what everyone does, that this is reality. Many people do see it, but not many, considering the totality of the humanity, because they don't have the capacity to do something on their own. And the truth is, you do need money for anything here, to pay your accommodation, food, medicine, entertainment, everything. If I want to travel, I need to buy a ticket. Everything is based on money. The key is to find something you enjoy.
Yes, something you enjoy. And if everyone would stop paying taxes, I mean all together, and unite, the system would collapse, but in favor of the people.
Stop paying taxes? You mean like all together? I see that as totally impossible. How do you unite everyone to do that?
Because you don't work all together. One person cannot do that without bringing trouble. All together, they could. The cabal made and caused the separations based on silly ideas that are not important, like skin color.
Yes, but you see, that's why I also think they created the work concept. I mean, having to pay food and accommodation, so you need to work. This way, they have people enslaved, doing things they don't like all day, not giving them time to devote to what they really love and who they are. People don't have time to go within, to express who they are, to even find who they are, because they are all day stuck working. That's why I'm so angry at this system, seeing all these souls, beautiful beings, trapped.
Yes.
My mom, for example, she's almost 70 and should be enjoying her years, and she still needs to go to work and not devote to what she loves, painting, music, etc., because she still has bills to pay. And most people don't have the opportunities or mental and creative capacity to break through that and try to come up with something on their own.
Terrible. You are very brave to be there.
Well, thank you, but I am okay. I am just really angry and feel so much compassion for these souls. My brother, for example, when he visited me, he was interested in yoga, meditations, things of this kind. Now, back in the factory, moving boxes 10 hours a day, not having time for anything else and hating it. Add to that the mental and psychological and emotional blockages accumulated throughout the years, conditioning people not to be brave enough to escape this loop. A lot of mental limitations, emotional ones, fears, insecurities. People are really trying what they can, with the conditioning they are in. Not aware of things, being told lies, 3D matrixed, enslaved in jobs, not doing what they love, always worrying about the money. And of course, there are people who lead better lives and who are happy. And there are others who got it even worse. I am talking about the average. I am in the middle here.
It's terrible. Okay, thank you for the explanation.
Does it serve you?
Yes, because it's your testimony from the ground. Thank you.
Do you feel you understand a little more from what I said? I'm sure I'm not the only one who told you this.
Yes, you did say many things very clearly.
You see, most people don't even consider that there exists another way, that they can try to escape the loop, the prison of their jobs. They believe that this is life,
And those of us who think differently, we are crazy, and we believe ourselves to be superior. Like we don't want to work or whatever, that we are lazy. And I am not lazy. I can work hard on something that I love, like I do with the videos. Then there are others who do understand, but they don't dare. They like the stability of every month's salary, even if it's something they don't like to do. And then there are those who do dare and are happy.
Yes, I understand how people fighting the system would be seen as lazy from the point of view of the rest. Just one point still in the dark from my point of view. Other than a job, how do you make money there? That's what puzzles me.
How do you make money other than a job? From the perspective of the average citizen, having your own business? That's what I mean, maybe doing something you love, opening your own project, like I did with my metaphysical shop. There are investments, etc. Don't ask me how people make money, because to be honest, I am not good at that either. I am not a money magnet, and have always struggled with that too.
Okay, thank you. All I want is to understand a little more.
You see, one more thought that is important for you to see about this. Some people are so programmed into the mentality of having to work, being a good worker, that when they have some time off, they don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know their passions, how to live without having to work. Not all, of course, but many, yes. That's why I'm saying that the work system shuts off your connection with the larger self. They lose touch with who they are and what they really want. Work, work, work. That's who they are. Hive mind. And they don't even see it. They say, this is life. And it's not life, please.
Wow, what a great tool to oppress the people. This is bad. No wonder they cannot connect. Cannot even be interested in anything that doesn't produce money.
Yes, many are interested. But the way the system is created is that normally things you are interested in, it is very hard to make money on. Like me making music, for example, or making videos. Normally, the artists are poor. And that's what should be rewarded the most. Art, healing, things like that. But it's not. But please remember, not all think this way. And a lot of people are free, or trying to be, waking up a lot. But not enough yet. And I am not even talking about really hard regions of the world. I can't even imagine what it's like to be for them, like in poor countries of Africa or something. There, they would dream to have a nice teaching job like here. I don't know. Svaru, it's a mess down here.
Yes, thank you. Again, you are very brave to be there. It even makes me feel ashamed of my society, in a way that we here have all that completely solved. We don't only have all those problems solved, but here we are completely encouraged to do what we like and what we are best at.
Thank you, Svaru, but again, my life here is easy comparing to others. Because I have a different mind, I don't give in to the system easily. I have a different attitude. But I feel so much compassion for those whose mental conditioning is so deep they are unable to go beyond the suffering. Suffering of all levels, mental, emotional, psychological scarring, etc. A lot of damaged souls. It's sad.
It's terrible, yes.
And nothing to be ashamed of. On the contrary, something to aspire to. When people find out that there exist other ways of being and living, they will open their eyes, perhaps, to other possibilities. It will give them hope that it does not have to be the way it is here.
Well, yes, at least the few that may listen can know that it is possible to achieve a social structure that backs up people, not destroys them.
In a way, I also must say, the society in certain ways, in some ways, does encourage to follow your dreams, not to give up, etc. It's just that it very often remains on the words level. In reality, the system does not support that very much yet. There are so many obstacles.
Yes, in the words level only.
The system prevents it from becoming something doable.
Yes. For example, they might make a beautiful inspirational movie about following your dreams, etc. Everyone knows that you should. But when it comes to action, everyday life, not many do that, and not many can.
We have been asked repetitively, how can we build huge ships, 2 kilometers long, that can travel from one star to another, and build several of them? Our answer is, we can, because no one has to pay for them. So we do what can be done, with no limits. And yes, about the films, I imagine they say that it was a good video, take a deep breath, and soldier on with their work.
Yes.
People of Lyrian descent, like us and like humans, when left alone with no interference from other species, tend to be very cooperative and empathic with one another. You can see that when a disaster occurs, like an earthquake, it's when the people in the streets go and help altruistically. You can also see shoplifting and pillage, but there, in those moments, is where you can fish one from another. And most will prefer to do good.
Yes, it is very moving for me to see this in us when I see it. But well, I have said enough.
No, I'm reading you, feeling your emotions. Thank you.
I feel compassion and frustration and pain and love for them, even though I am a lone wolf and I prefer to be alone.
We feel the same from here. We do what we can. Contrary to what some viewers of yours may think, we do interfere and a lot. We are just not seen, and our actions are attributed to other people and reasons, and this is on purpose. We are asking for nothing in return, not from you, not from any humans. We need others, the humans, to get the credit for what's been done. Without us, the world would have had World War III by now, and the New World Order would be implemented, exploiting the people to the maximum. Even telling you this, in a way, is taking credit for the actions. But I have no other way of telling you what's going on.
Thank you, Zvaru, for all you do.
I thank you as well for all you do, because it's a lot.
I do nothing comparing to you. But then, here it goes. What you try to free us from. I'm in a loop coming back, thinking I never do enough.
No, remember that what is seen as little on one side is a lot on the other, and vice versa.
Yes, I need to keep reminding myself that.
You know what's the job on earth that is considered the highest? The most respected job on earth from the perspective of the other races up here like us? By us and by so many other races? Please share this with all your viewers.
Who?
The most respected and honored job is housewife. Be it wife or just stay-at-home mom and variants.
Oh no, why? I hate that job, Zvaru. It limits women to just raising kids and cleaning, instead of them venturing out there to pursue other desires.
It is respected because they give it all for others, because it's all about love and making a home. It doesn't mean kids, doesn't mean you have to have a husband. It means the mindset. Yet, they do give it all for others.
But Zvaru, here, it's a bit different. You need to remember this stereotype of women is used here by men to keep women subdued. They want women in that role. Women have been led to believe that's all they serve for. A lot of women get pregnant and become housewives because it's what the society tells them to do. They don't explore beyond that. They follow that programming. Work, family, housewife, children, etc. They do that because they follow the program. Becoming a housewife is next on their society agenda.
You are reducing this role to something only negative, as something limiting the woman. We mean the woman that can give all for others in general, but even better if she follows and makes her life worth living. We do not want sacrifices. We've talked about that. We mean the housewife aspects that are not against the woman. And yes, I understand you. Also, there you have a limited time window to get pregnant. We don't here, so it may be confusing for us to see the picture. Things are very different here in this regard. Here, you get pregnant even without a man, much to our dismay.
Yes, if being a housewife really meant giving yourself towards love, towards the service of others, and it was an authentic choice coming from the inner drive, then yes, I'm all for it.
That's the part we are talking about.
Well, in that sense, I even perceive myself egoistical, as I don't have that ability to remove myself, put myself apart, my interests and my passions, for the pure love towards the family, child, etc. You know, I don't want children. I just don't have it in me, although I am nurturing.
Nothing wrong with that. On the contrary, you can only love, you can only be truly authentic if you love and respect yourself first. I don't want children either. I had a daughter, myself. And it was very hard on me. The problem here is that I am always worrying about being pregnant, a constant danger or possibility, as this body is the same genetically to the one that I got pregnant with. I know it's prone to self-pregnancy. This one is very fertile, so I don't want a third generation's Varu. I remember being a baby, and I remember nursing that same baby. I know it sounds crazy, but it's only normal here.
No, I believe you totally, although it does sound insane to me. All is possible for me now. And there is nothing you can do medically to prevent yourself from getting pregnant? I mean, you are so advanced medically and technologically.
Yes, but we are so advanced that we now leave those things to consciousness. That's good and bad.
I see. Zvaru number 3. Bunch of Zvarus running around the universe.
The universe has enough Zvarus already of all the timelines and the messes they created.
Thank you. And thank you for spending your time with me. I still can't believe it's happening, actually. You up there talking to me. It's crazy.
Well, you better get used to this being normal. It's not crazy. Thinking this cannot be done is what is crazy.